Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Historic Albany Foundation focuses on preserving the built environment, streetscapes, communities, and architecture that keeps Albany's 400-plus year history alive. The Historic Albany Annual Fall Built Exhibition furthers that mission, raises funds for preservation efforts, and celebrates the talent of local artists. Built 2024 will be on view this Friday, the 1st of November, through Sunday, the 3rd of November, at the Albany Armory on Washington Avenue. To tell us more, we welcome Pam Howard, Historic Albany Foundation Executive Director. Hello, Pam.
Good morning. Thanks for having us again.
Wonderful to have you back. Lexi Hanna joins us, illustrator, painter, and built artist. Hello, Lexi.
Hello.
So nice to have you. Do you have a microphone? Yeah, you got a microphone. Okay, good. it's one of the things we provide at a radio station, a microphone.
Thanks.
And also, David Hinchin is here, architectural painter and board member, chair of Built, and a Built artist himself. Hello, David. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Great to be back.
Wonderful to have you back. All right, 2024 Built on November 1st through the 3rd. For folks who may not know, how did this all come about?
Well, we do this event every year anyway, but with it being our 50th anniversary, we wanted to make it a little more special. So we chose the Armory, so we had a bigger venue. And for Saturday night, our cocktail party, we chose the theme of the disco ball to hearken it back to 1974.
So what that changes the mood of the room, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay. but in a good way, I think.
Polyester, platform shoes, the whole thing.
Okay, excellent. And and give us an idea, David, of the experience of walking in, of what it is like for people, of what they will encounter.
People will encounter a lovely display of 250 works of art by local artists, all architecturally themed or using architectural salvage from our parts warehouse on Lexington Avenue. And we have about 150 artists represented within those 250 works. But it really ranges in style and genre. But somehow it relates to the built environment of not only Albany, but Troy, Schenectady, the capital region.
Of this region and its character.
Yeah, we originally started out about 22 years ago was the first built exhibition, but it was called Vacancy then. And it was just, the theme was just vacant buildings in Albany to highlight that issue. And then over time it became any buildings in Albany, and then we expanded it to the capital region.
What is it like for the Lexi, I'll let you answer this question, as far as of the call goes out and then what you want to create to fit the mission of what's being looked for?
Well, it's just cool because it is specific, but it's also a little general in that you can approach it in a huge variety of ways. So I personally thought of two very popular locations we would all recognize, but I approach them really differently. One's more playful and one's more tight. And you just think, I'm going to throw in what I think feels and looks cool and hope I can show it to people.
What were the two locations?
One of them is a space I really love painting by in Washington Park. I painted a bunch of girlfriends of mine. We went painting there and I captured that. And then the other is the Empire State Plaza. And I did that in a little more tight representational kind of way.
And David, your art this year?
I went a little more playful than I usually do. I usually do very highly architectural scenes of the city. This year I did a painting of Nipper, which I had never done. Many other artists have attempted their Nipper version over the years. So I did a version of Nipper. And also the Snowman ice cream stand has a wonderful neon sign in Troy.
Oh, my God.
So
iconic.
I did a painting of that. I'm not sure anybody's ever done that subject before, but
good stuff.
Yeah.
Painting, but also sculpture, right? And
sculpture, photography. We have a lot of photography, black and white illustrations. And then also there's artists that do things with architectural salvage, and they don't necessarily have to be of a building. They could be non-objective, whatever they might want.
So give me an idea. I have in my mind, I think, but give me an idea of what
Well, it might be functional.
It
might be
architectural solid.
It might be functional. Well, it could be columns from a building. Could be a door. Could be stair spindles. But often people make objects that are usable. We've had people that have made tables out of building parts, using them as the feet of the table. And my mother, who's 93, has been an artist and built for many years, Gail Hinchin. She's a collage artist, mixed media, and she's been taking vintage windows and putting glass pieces and beads on them and making kind of these abstract stained glass windows for the last few years and entering them in built.
How do the materials ultimately come to the salvage?
They're all donations.
Yeah.
And we get individuals and organizations from all over the region and neighboring states coming and donating things to Historic Albany Foundation that we then resell in the parts warehouse.
We have limited time here, but I am hoping, Pam, you can tell us about Historic Albany Foundation and its overall mission and how this event helps fund that.
Yeah, absolutely. Sort of to say our mission in its simplest terms is it's our job to keep Albany standing.
Yeah.
And this is one of our two biggest fundraisers of the year, which really helps us pay the bills, pays our staff, literally keeps the lights on so that we can do the advocacy work that we do.
And as far as keep it standing, but there is I assume there's a preservation aspect of this.
Oh. Absolutely. Part of our job is also technical services. If you have a historic house, you need to navigate the city, you need to navigate the Historic Resources Commission, you need help with tax credits, whatever money might be available.
Oh, the fun parts.
The fun parts. So we also have a great staff member, Kara Macri, who advises people on that, as well as our advocacy issues and our education programs.
I urge people to go to historic-albany.org, and you can find out all about the event. You can also see some examples of the art and how the process works for this amazing event, which takes place Friday, November 1st through Sunday, November 3rd at the Albany Armory on Washington Avenue, built 2024. And again, you can find out more at historic-albany.org/built. I thank all of you for being with us this morning. Pam, David, Lexi, wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Be well. Have a great event. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.